I also spoke with Robin's daughter, Anita, on what it was like to have Robin as her dad.
My recollection of him as a child was me forcing him to read all the famous five stories, and then I tested him on them, and he was very good. And he'd take us swimming and do things that a normal dad would do. I just got lifts everywhere I needed to. Usually he was quite embarrassing, which he still is, which is what most fathers are. But I think he was just an average dad, really. I mean, I know he was away at certain times for conferences and what have you, but we did live very close to the hospital. So I suspect that he'd come home at tea time and then maybe go back. Now that I'm grown up, apparently, I can recognise the quality of his achievements, and they're outstanding. I mean, we're extremely proud of what he's done. I think the building is more of a physical representation of the achievement, and I think just seeing the staggering size of it and what it is and the people working is unbelievable. In fact, I'm not really sure I entirely believe it. Yeah, very proud and just really in awe of what he's done.
Well, that's all we have time for this month, I'm afraid. Thanks to all those who contributed to this special two-part Indian Naked Neuroscience series. Robin Sengupta, Shoptushi Basu, His Excellency the President of India, Tushakandi Jogri Tuti, Babu Bonashi, Rashi Kumar, Kovin Kumar, Alaknandat, Shoptushi Basu, Mark Cunningham and Mark Baker, Anita Sengupta, Bishul Yan Yogi and Sanji Soma. Phew. See you next month to open our minds, where I'll be back in the UK putting the brain on trial to uncover what power science actually has. We'll be exploring the influence of neuroscience in the courtrooms. The judicial system could be construed as the backbone of how our country operates, a constitutional pillar of our democracy. How does neuroscience shape this? We'll be finding out. My name's Hannah Critchlow.